Kim Weavers, Director of External Affairs of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. And you now have results from one study, and you're turning to another study, according to my colleague Emily Kopp on federalnewsradio.com. Kim, what is the second study that you are turning to based on information you got from the first one? Thanks for coming on today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me. What we had looked at earlier in the year, we had gone to our board and to the Employee Thrift Advisory Council, the group of federal and postal unions that by law advise us and on whom we rely. And we had talked about the mutual fund window, which was an option that was given to us by Congress in 2009. And we have implemented a number of changes to the TSP based on that law, and we're now getting around to looking at the mutual fund window. And as we did that initial first look back in May, one of the things we looked at was the fact that 45% of our participants who separated from employment in 2012 withdrew their entire account in 2013, and that meant that $10 billion left the TSP. And then in addition, people who were 59 and a half who were eligible to make a one-time withdrawal also took $2 billion out of the plan. And so we wanted to know what was causing that behavior. Why were people taking money out of the TSP when the TSP is known to be a very low-cost investment vehicle? And so we did a survey in August and September. We did surveys and we did focus groups with our participants, and we really appreciated the time that they took to respond. And what we learned is for the people who left, and that could be someone who was 35 and left government to take a job in the private sector, up to someone who was 62 and absolutely retiring, but we asked those people, why did you take your money out? And we learned, which is not surprising, for the most part, for the biggest chunk, it was because of a life event. They were getting married, they were buying a house, they were paying down their mortgage, paying down their credit cards, whatever, you know, paying for a wedding for their children. What you would expect people to be taking out money for. The next group told us that they wanted greater flexibility in their withdrawal options. Right now, you can take money out from the TSP in one chunk, and then monthly payments, or two big chunks, but you don't have access to it with any great flexibility. And we're also aware of that desire. And then third, about a quarter of the people said that they were looking for greater investment flexibility. And that's what a mutual fund window would provide.
So you are commissioning a study of new investment options, and my colleague Emily Kopp reports that they include mutual funds that focus on various specialties. Now, people have asked for specialized funds in the TSP probably since there was a TSP. The rap always was, well, that would drive up costs for anybody, for everybody. Is there a way that you're considering at least thinking now about getting around that so that if I want to just keep with the same old funds that I always had, keep my costs really low, I can do that and somebody else who wants to do these other things won't affect me?
Yes. The way the mutual fund window under law is structured is that the people using the mutual fund window would be paying for that usage. What we would do, though, is spread the costs of creating the access to the mutual fund window across all participants, just like we spread the costs of creating the Roth TSP across all participants, even though we only expected 7 to 10% of our people to use the Roth TSP. So what a mutual fund window is you can access a portfolio of mutual funds. So if you have a desire for socially responsible funds, for commodity funds, gold, silver, whatever, you want REITs, you want active management, you want emerging managers, those are available through the mutual fund window. But what typically 401k providers do, and what we would do, is we would put a limit on the amount of money going out through the window. So we haven't reached that number yet, but as an example, you would be able to take 25% of your account out through the window, invest it in whatever you want. For you as that participant, you're leaving 75% of your account in a low-cost investment that pretty much covers the investment waterfront. For the remainder of the participants who aren't going through the window, the benefit is retaining a portion of that $10 billion that left. And by retaining that portion of that $10 billion, you're retaining the assets in the fund and reducing overall costs charged to all participants. So there's a benefit for the people who are using it and a benefit for the people who aren't.
Kim Weaver is Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. What's the timeline for the study that you're about to do looking at the various possibilities, Kim?
Probably late summer next year, 2015, we're going to put together a very deep, what both ETAC, the Employee Thrift Advisory Council, and our board want is we've been doing this on a conceptual level, and we want to get down to the down and dirty. What is it actually going to cost? You know, getting much more granular about the cost, much more granular about the amount of time it would take, all the communications materials that would be required. And our board has asked us to come back to them before they green light the actual implementation. And so that's what we're going to be working on over the next 7 to 9 months. And it is obviously, as Greg Long said to our board, our executive director said to our board yesterday, he thinks the mutual fund window is a good idea. It's not necessarily a good idea at any price. And so if our initial estimates are off by a dramatic amount, then that would be a reason why we wouldn't go forward. But that's the kind of sort of really hard work that we'll be undertaking over the next, as I said, 7 to 9 months.
Is there any way to know ahead of time what that range is, or is it, will you just have to know it when you see it?
We have guesstimated at this point that the cost would be about $6 to $10 million, and that guesstimate was based on some requests for information that we got from people who are providers of the mutual fund window. So it wasn't completely in the dark guesstimate, but it's once we get closer, more granular, about putting together those numbers. And are we saying that something above an X dollar is a no-go? We haven't gotten there yet. So it's more we'll know it when we see it.
Another element that you looked at the board meeting this week, Kim, is the November numbers. And the trend is not too bad. It's not killing anybody, but it's also not making anybody super rich, right?
No, but with the exception of the I fund, all of our funds were trending upwards. So the F fund is up just barely 0.09, C funds up 1.2%, S funds up 0.5%, and the I fund is down just shy of 1%. So the I fund continues, given all the excitement going on overseas, the I fund is continuing to be the least performer of all the funds to date.